This story was updated on April 28 to reflect new information regarding the number of residents at the home, the Longmont City Council's recent actions, and the timing of the upcoming ordinance hearing. Mobara's Solutions will host an open house at 2200 Winding Drive in Longmont, the location of a sober living home for sex offenders, on May 8 from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. The company, founded by Ruhala Mobaras, aims to help reintegrate sex offenders into society in sober living homes like the one on Winding Drive after they have served their time. Mobaras is also a registered sex offender. As of publication, no formal invitations had been distributed to nearby residents or the WA. Mobara's Solutions received an increase in attention from Longmont residents lately, due to citizen concerns about child safety at Rough and Ready Park and Alpine Elementary School, both of which are in close proximity to the house on Winding Drive. As of publication, 8 registered sex offenders reside at the home, according to the Colorado Sex Offender Tracking and Registration, SOTAR, system. 6 of the residents who live in the home on Winding Drive were charged with sex offenses against children. Longmont residents first noticed that there were several sex offenders in the house on Winding Drive by searching the sex offender registry. Some residents attended a Longmont City Council meeting earlier this month to express their concerns about the home's proximity to children. The City Council has started considering an ordinance to prevent sex offenders from living within a certain distance of schools and parks, and that would impose setback requirements and limit the number of sex offenders who can live together in a home. The open house aims to foster understanding, dispel misconceptions, challenge stigma, and promote open dialogue about the organization's work and its impact on resident reintegration and community safety, according to a press release regarding the open house. The open house will include a tour of the sober living home. Attendees will have the opportunity to interact with residents, staff, and representatives from partner agencies. There will also be a restorative justice circle led by Bright, a Longmont nonprofit, and a question and answer session to address community concerns. Mobara's Solutions is inviting community members, Longmont City Council members, and media members to attend and learn more about their programs. The Longmont City Council discussed the potential terms of an ordinance on April 1, April 8, and again on April 22. They are awaiting further reports and information before outlining specific guidelines within the ordinance. They are considering whether to include public parks, private parks, daycare centers, and schools within the ordinance and what an appropriate distance would be. In the April 1 meeting, Councilman Matthew Popkin said they are trying to determine the most effective level of arbitrary. Evidence does not show that residential restrictions have an impact on recidivism for sex offenders. Mobaras has also expressed the same point during Longmont City Council meetings and in communication with the Longmont leader. Councilman Aaron Rodriguez agreed with Popkin, but also said it is prudent to move forward with an ordinance to alleviate fear in the community. The City Council has scheduled the first reading of the ordinance for May 6. The next regularly scheduled meeting on April 29 has been cancelled. The Longmont leader reported earlier this month that there are 5 other homes in Longmont with 3 or more registered sex offenders, but these homes are not associated with Mobara's Solutions. We believe that transparency and open communication are essential to building strong relationships within our community, Mobaras said. This open house is an invitation to our neighbors, city leaders, and the media to come and see firsthand the work we do and the positive impact it has on our residents and public safety as a whole. The press release for the open house acknowledges the concerns of community members and explains that the concerns are why the company is hosting the event on May 8. Mobara's Solutions acknowledges the high levels of emotion and fear that often surround the topic of individuals who have committed sexual offenses, both for community members and the individuals themselves, it states. We understand that these emotions are often rooted in a desire for safety and security, which we share as members of the community. We are committed to open communication and transparency to address these concerns and promote understanding. This article has been updated to reflect the following corrections and clarifications. There are currently 8 registered sex offenders residing at 2200 Winding Drive, not 5 as initially reported. The Longmont City Council discussed potential regulations regarding group homes for sex offenders not only on April 1, but also on April 8 and April 22. The council has scheduled a first reading of the proposed ordinance for May 6, which proposes both setback requirements and limits on the number of sex offenders allowed in a group home. The article referenced an upcoming open house based on information provided by the facility's operator. As of publication, no public invitations or formal notices regarding the open house had been distributed to the surrounding neighborhood or WA. We strive for accuracy and appreciate readers bringing additional information to our attention.